world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
What is up? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I am your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you this Wednesday. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to waste any time. Let's bring in the stars of the show and get this thing fired up because I need some frick and frack in my life. Boys, looking sharp. Look, I feel like every day, all right, Spectre's got a new hairstyle. And unfortunately, me and EC really can't do that. You know, we just stay consistent. How about that, EC?
I like short hair, AB. I don't know. I could never have as much hair as Spectre because I don't know what to do. I've never had that in my life, so I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, one problem taken away, we don't have to deal with. How about that?
I'll look at it that way. It's good. I'll tell you what is a problem, though. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, EC. You grow your hair out like this, I'll teach you how to style it just like mine.
There you go.
Yeah, but I have bald spots that'll get in the way. So, you know, I mean, it's not going to work for me. I'll tell you what. I mean, AB, I want to air this before we get into the show. My picks
let your
lately,
grievances out.
Yeah, I did my picks lately. I mean, I have a guy, McClain, of the Reds last night. He gets a single in his first at-bats. He gets five more at-bats and can't hit that for me. I just do anything. He gets stuck on second base twice. Yeah, I'm just in one of those ruts right now.
I had Austin Riley last night, and he just stunk. The Braves were just awful completely. So I feel you on that. But, yeah, like, that's the worst on those when they're first at bat, they get a hit, you're like, oh, okay, all right, we're sitting good now. And then nothing. Now, I'll tell you what is good. The MLS. Mm-hmm. Spectre, you hitting on the MLS today? What do you got?
I mean, the Ted Lasso series ended last night, and I had to go with the MLS after that. So we're going, New England versus Atlanta over 2.5 goals at -145. The model has this as a projection of 2.81, and the analysis is going to be as simple as you get from me. Atlanta have scored the most goals in the MLS this season with 29, and they have also given up the most goals in the MLS at 25. They play a third place New England team who has the ability to score a lot of goals. In fact, they have the highest XG on the season at 22.7. I could see this game going 2-1, 1-2, or even more goals than that. That's why we're on the over tonight.
Nice. All right. XG, that's what, expected goals?
That is expected goals. Yes.
All right. See, look at that. EC, we learn something new every day. Look, your brother here. Look what he's doing.
He's using the right terminology to have. Like, there's no way I would have done that correctly. I'd have said New England has.
I mean, XG can in soccer, it's expected goals. In machine learning, it's extreme gradient boosting. We can go either way.
I didn't understand a single thing he just said.
Nope, me neither.
All right, EC, I'll tell you what we can't expect here. I got two plays, same deal. Leave you on the screen. All right. Both of you, feel free to comment. Spectre, we're not boxing you out on this one, dog. All right. First one. Pete Alonso, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs, -115. What do you have to feel about Aaron Nola here tonight?
Well, I'd like to see the history of Nola against Pete Alonso. I mean,
it's
Alonso.
For Alonso.
Yeah. He's 15 of 43 with 5 homers, 11 RBIs, and 3 doubles. Yeah. I think that's a good bet, AB.
Yeah, especially at that price too, right? -115 there. He's usually
it's a square
either
price
go
right
2.5
there.
Or it's juice. Yeah. All right, second one here. Reds, team total over 4.5. Facing a lefty here against the Red Sox. This lineup is built to hit lefties. What do you think?
Well, considering I have a Reds play coming up, I actually really like that. I think that's a great number, and James Paxton has over a 5 ERA for Boston. So another good play. I think that's 2-0 AB night. Tonight, along with Spectre's guaranteed. By the way, I just want to mention this, AB. Sorry to cut you off here. Some dude tried to troll Spectre on Twitter last night. Like, if you're going to troll somebody, you might as well troll me because my picks have been since my hot streak. Like, this dude tried to troll Spectre and lost by the third inning. Like, that was bad.
Yeah, and he walked right into hell on that one, too.
Hey, it's okay. The person owned up to it right after. We got to appreciate someone who owns up afterwards. It's okay to have a different opinion. You know, I'm not always going to be right, but I'm going to be right more often than not.
I was waiting on that. All right, EC, before we get to you, how about a present?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Bam. College, whoa, baseball, regionals. All right. It starts Friday. Everyone, if this is your first time betting college baseball, how it works in the postseason is this. 64 teams, all right, like the NCAA tournament, bracketed. You have the regionals, all right, which are four teams at one host location, all right, double elimination. The winner of that regional goes on. Next bracket faces the winner of the bracket of their regional, all right? And then the winner, and that's called the super regionals, and then the winner of that, all right, best two out of three, goes to the College World Series, eight teams, and we get down. All right, you ready for this? So Friday, it all starts Friday, game ones, going Maryland money line here, going ECU money line here, and buddy, I hate to do it, TCU's playing against Arizona, but I'm going TCU money line. What do you think about that?
I don't even know how to point on my screen to my logo that I'm wearing here, AB. It's a U of A week. What can I say? I mean, obviously I hate it, but I understand it. TCU won the Big 12 championship and Arizona fell short in the Pac-12. I'm not going to like it. Inspector's not going to like it either. I mean, I feel like for that, AB, we're going to need to do like a showdown where somebody ends up in blue on the chat. If Inspector and I if Arizona wins over TCU, then somebody in the chat that says Arizona should get their name in blue, however it is, right?
Yeah.
And then if somebody's going with TCU, then if they win, then, you know, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm in. All right, everybody type either Arizona or TCU in there who you're riding with. And Friday night after the game, we will select that winner and get him taken care of. And look, I love this one. All right, our man Ben says, AB, the disrespect for my Northeastern Huskies is palpable. They did. Look. ECU's only or Maryland's only minus 135 on the money line at home against Northeastern. Northeastern's a good baseball team, dude, for real. No joke, dude. Like, that's a good baseball team. I'm just fired up to see it, man, and I'm going to roll with Maryland on that one. All right, now, regional winners. So, again, these are the outright winners of those regional tournaments. All right, going Virginia minus 110, Vanderbilt minus 150, South Carolina plus 125. Florida minus 175, Stanford plus 150, and Oklahoma State plus 180. Any thoughts there? Anything that stands out?
I filled out my bracket last night. I agree with three of those, AB, and I disagree with three. I have Campbell over South Carolina. I have Texas A&M over Stanford, and I have Dallas Baptist over Oklahoma State.
Not bad selections, dude. Campbell, one of the best hitting teams in the country. They can absolutely mash. Who are the other ones you had? Texas A&M?
A&M, who made a run in the SEC tournament. I have them over Stanford, and I have Dallas Baptist, who's a quiet, powerhouse
baseball team.
College baseball. Yep. Yeah, over Oklahoma State.
Yep, good baseball team. So, all right, we got those there, and we will hit those, trust me, throughout the weekend. Game twos are on Saturday, and that's when it takes off from there. So, going to be fun. All right, so come back to the show here. EC?
I do have to say real quick, though.
Yeah, shoot.
ECU sounds like a lock because it sounds like EC University. So, how can that lose right there?
There we go. Look at your brother helping you out right there.
He's helping me out here. I hope I have some locks today, though, AB. I'm just telling you, we need it. All right, here's what we got. We got three baseball plays, and then I got a top 20 golf parlay in honor of Coach since he couldn't make the show today. All right, Spencer Steer of the Cincinnati Reds, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at minus 130. So we talked about Cincinnati's team total with AB. James Paxton giving up 4 home runs and 14 innings pitched. The wind is blowing out. Steer is a right-handed batter, has scored a run in 8 straight games, and he's over this total in 7 of his last 8. I think it continues tonight. High-scoring game in Boston. Spencer Steer hits this number at minus 130. Then we have one you can play on all sports books. Trey Turner over 1.5 total bases at even money. He is 6 of 8 lifetime against Carlos Carrasco with 3 doubles. The wind is blowing out in New York. And Turner right around 50% this year in hitting this prop. So, listen, he's a big-name player. Got, an 11-year, $300 million contract, something like that. Got to hope he lives up to it. I think tonight off Cookie Carrasco, he takes care of business at over 1.5 total bases. And then this one is a weird line, but I'm going to roll with it. Clark Schmidt of the New York Yankees, over 4.5 hits allowed, is minus 135. He's given up 5 or more hits in 6 straight games and 10 of his 11 starts this season. So what gives? He's given up 26 hits in 17 and a third innings pitched away from Yankee Stadium, and lefties really mash him, 35 hits in 99 at-bats for a .354 average. I think the Mariners put it on a little bit, put it on Clark Schmidt, try to avoid the sweep tonight against the Yankees. And then top 20 parlay, the Memorial, John Rahm, who has a great course history here. He won in 2020 and had a 6-shot lead after three rounds in 21 before he had to withdraw with COVID. 10th last year, top 20. So that seems pretty easy. Victor Hovland, top 20, 8 of 11 starts. He's been in this range since January, on fire right now. Don't think he wins, but I think top 20 is a good bet. And then Adam Scott, who has gained more than 29 shots on the field in his four tournaments post-Masters. You can combine those on DraftKings, their pre-made parlays, at plus 650, which seems like a gift. Even Coach, who I know is probably watching this, wants to bet that. Maybe.
I thought you were going to say Adam Scott gained 29 pounds.
Well, no. Let me tell you, Adam Scott has the sweetest swing in all of golf. I wish my swing could look like that. But you know, he's somewhat inconsistent, you know, but still a fifth and an eighth place in his last three tournaments. I have a feeling Adam Scott goes top 20 this week at the Memorial. Decent course history there. Plus 650. Who doesn't want to hit a big parlay?
Agreed. And you know what? Adam Scott's living right. I don't think he has too many troubles in anything in life. I think Adam Scott's doing just fine. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. EC is on Spencer Steer over 1.5 hits, runs and RBIs at minus 130. Trey Turner over 1.5 total bases at plus 100. Clark Schmidt over 4.5 hits allowed, minus 135. And the Memorial top 20 parlay paying out at plus 650. John Rahm, Victor Hovland, and Adam Scott. Jason Spector, the Speculators on New England and Atlanta in the MLS over 2.5 goals tonight at minus 145. I am on Pete Alonso over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 115. And the Reds team total over 4.5 at minus 115. Also, college baseball, Friday, game ones, Maryland moneyline minus 135, ECU moneyline minus 135, TCU moneyline minus 130, and regional outright winners, Virginia minus 110, Vanderbilt minus 150, South Carolina plus 125, Florida minus 175, Stanford plus 150, Oklahoma State plus 180. And I absolutely do want to say, with college baseball, line shop. Absolutely make sure that you line shop. There are massive differences between the books right now. Not only for games, but for regional outrights, futures, everything. Make sure to find the best lines right there. All right, fellas, anything left before we get out of here?
Just hope we bounce back tonight and no one pick on Spector on Twitter, because that's a bad, bad formula.
I'm with that. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be live normal time Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. But until then, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.